The city of Bloomington owes the town of Normal a fair amount of money, perhaps $600,000. It's over properties such as the Crossroads Center and other west side areas in the former Metro Zone, as well as Carl, Broman, Rivian, and Bridgestone Firestone that use Bloomington water and Normal sewer service. Normal City Manager Pam Reese lays out the mishap that has lasted years.
So what we've discovered recently in conversations with the city of Bloomington is that there has been a sewer billing mix-up, and staff from Bloomington and Normal are working together to get this resolved. And I can't really identify what the reason is why the interruption occurred, but Bloomington has done joint utility billing for the water and sewer services to these properties, and historically had collected the user fees and then remitted to Normal our share for the sewer bill. And of course, then they retained the water portion. What we discovered is that there had been some sort of a billing snafu, and while Bloomington had issued the utility bill for both the water and sewer and collected the user fees, they hadn't remitted the revenues to Normal from those sewer fees. So we're working with Bloomington just to calculate what amount is due, and then we'll just move forward.
How long a period did the non-remittance go?
Quite some time. We think it's gone back about 9 years.
So what does the town think is owed?
Well, we're working on Bloomington. We're relying on Bloomington to make that calculation. At this point, we're talking with Bloomington about potentially using an outside third party, an auditor, to look through to make sure that everything gets resolved. Moving forward, we just want to make sure we get everything written down and we can all work from the same point, and so these sorts of things don't happen in the future. Right now, Bloomington has indicated that they believe the calculation might be closer to about $600,000 that they would have in a liability account for that collection. But again, we'll get this resolved, and I think moving forward it'll be a pretty simple process.
If Bloomington believes it's about $600,000, does Normal have a different estimate that leads you to ask for an outside auditor?
No, we don't have any reason to believe it would be something different, but clearly I think just for all parties to feel confident in moving forward, for all of our elected officials to feel confident, I think it does make sense. Mr. Gleason has suggested it. We've been on board with the possibility of having an auditor take a look. We want to make sure we're starting from a clean slate moving forward.
Have you triaged how the oversight happened?
Not really, not at this point. We've gathered some information, want to make sure we're all working from the same data points. We can certainly look back and say, why did this happen and how did this happen? But I think, equally as important is to determine just the amount due and how we prevent something like this from happening moving forward. We don't even have anything in writing that we can identify where we've identified that Bloomington will do the joint billing and remit to Normal, but that had been the practice for many years. Why it was never put down in writing in any kind of agreement, I don't know. But again, moving forward, it does make sense to do that.
I hear tell that there was a pandemic relief bill that passed Congress. What are the implications and the amount of money that the town of Normal will receive through that bill? And how do you plan to use it?
And you're referring to the American Rescue Plan, ARP. We understand that the town's allocation would be about $10.4 million overall, and we expect to get the first 50% of that in May. Staff will be putting together a plan on how we recommend those dollars be allocated, and then we'll get council feedback and see how they feel about that. I've talked with Mayor Coos about the possibility of having a work session in May to talk about and get council's reaction to a plan on how to allocate those federal dollars. But what we're looking at is there's a pretty broad brush on how those dollars can be spent at the local level. And while we certainly would love to spend some of those dollars on capital projects, which result in job creation. We also am hopeful that we can also put together a plan where we can use funds for maybe reinstating some of the cuts that we made in our tight budget year. We eliminated some of our financial support of organizations, and we eliminated positions, of course. It would be nice if we could be in a possibility of maybe reinstating a couple of our positions that had been eliminated. But some things that I would like to see would be reinstating some of the funds that we've used in the past to support organizations, possibly the Harmon Arts Grant Program and support of other organizations in the community that I think really relied on the town's assistance in the past, Bone Historic Preservation Grant, possibly. So we'll have a list of things that we'll present to council and get their feedback and be ready to go. $5 million is wonderful. Ultimately, $10 million, we've got to wait toward the end, I believe, of 2022 to get that second payment. But when you talk about capital investment, those dollars will go pretty quickly. So we want to be very strategic in how we use those funds.
With vaccination rates rising, there are varying rates of a return to normalcy. The town, of course, is going to have to be nimble as it plans activities and cultural events over the summer. What is the shape of that according to current thinking?
Well, one thing we learned last year going through the COVID year is I have to say that the pandemic has drawn out the creativity and resilience of a lot of staff. And so this year they've put together staff in the cultural arts area, as well as the Parks and Recreation Department, have created a plan that we think fits within the Restore Illinois guidelines to host some events. For example, Lounge About the Roundabout. We intend to have our first Lounge About event May 15th, which is a Saturday. And that will be the first time in over a year that we've had an organized activity in the center part of Uptown. So the Children's Discovery Museum is planning to reopen under Restore Illinois guidelines on May 1st to members. Our goal would be to be in a position where we can open to the public, hopefully by Memorial Day, and have a limited crowd size in the Children's Museum. Our planning for Uptown events reflect pushing some things off till the fall, when we believe we're hopeful we'll be in the governor's bridge plan status of Restore Illinois. So we're looking at delaying our historically held June event of Make Music Normal, pushing that out till September, and maybe spreading out from Uptown to include not only Uptown venues, but perhaps County Link Amphitheater on South Linden. So again, trying to be nimble and adapt to what we believe the restrictions will be, where we can limit crowd size if possible, or at least provide outdoor setting where masks would be recommended, but people can rather easily socially distance.
That's Normal City Manager Pam Reese.